Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is July the 23rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 22 to 24. Jesus Christ holds the keys of all the house of David. We read in Isaiah chapter 22 verses 20 to 22 like this. Then it shall be on that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open and no one shall shut, and he shall shut and no one shall open. The above passage refers to a high official by the name of Eliakim, whom God would honor in place of the arrogant Shebna. Eliakim, the steward of Hezekiah, would hold the key to the palace in Jerusalem. God regarded Eliakim as his servant, a special designation for one close to God. Eliakim had the key that gave him an audience with the king. The key of the house of David refers to the responsibility of protecting the Davidic line. As the steward over the house of Hezekiah, Eliakim would determine who would be allowed to see the king, a position of great authority and trust. He would also make decisions that only the king could overthrow. He would be a person upon whom people could rely in Jerusalem. The process of opening and shutting refers to his absolute authority in civil affairs. What an honor to be called my servant by God Almighty. Eliakim was a type of the Lord Jesus, who would be responsible and compassionate ruler with full authority. The passage here is a quotation of Isaiah chapter 22 verses 22, a characterization of Eliakim. The significance of the statement is that Jesus, the Davidic Messiah, is the key providing access to God. To the Philadelphia church, the Lord Jesus appears as holy, true, and having the keys of the house of David, as one who opens and no one shuts, and one who shuts and no one opens. In other words, he has administrative power and uncontestable control. The key of David is an Old Testament allusion to the absolute sovereignty of God in opening doors and shutting mouths, and represents authority as the one who opens and shuts the door in the Davidic kingdom, a prerogative that is Christ as the rightful Son of David. Jesus Christ is also the key to God's holy word. His administrative authority is revealed here as well. He opens and shuts doors of ministry. Connected with David, he is depicted in his messianic kingly office and holds the keys to the house of David. Let us remember to faithfully serve Jesus today and in the days to come, for he will be the absolute authority one day in the near future. We read in Revelation chapter 3 verses 7 and 8 like this. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it.